This is a previously recorded episode. The show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? I've got a new friend, a perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This I'm a bitch, gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot run my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie, cause I know your passwords. Now here's your violent overreactor. This time a bitch gets the last word.
So what's the word that came out of your mouth? What's that you call me when you got found out? It's not your heart.
Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Active 8 Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan. And it is hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody. Who loves Wednesdays?
Oh, God. I think Josh
you
does.
Will. You will after this.
Yeah, for sure.
I do.
Good
so
to hear.
So we're having a party today.
We have a room full of amazing people, and it's more than a party.
It is. Yeah. We are waiting for, well, we're not waiting, we're going to move on, but T-Money Green is not here yet, and I know there's a lot of construction around here, so I'm sure he's been held up, but for those of you that don't know, and it's probably just a few people, T-Money Green is known as the legendary bass player for Dramatic, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. But his accomplishments far exceed that list, and they include things like songwriter, producer, entrepreneur, and mentor. So I can't wait. You get to meet him. I've interviewed him before.
I know. Without me, I was on vacation.
I know. Well, that's what happens.
I know. Okay. That's what happens when you take vacation. You miss out. Right. But I am excited to meet him. I hope he gets here. And our next guest is an award-winning entrepreneur and businesswoman. Her daily vocabulary includes two of my all-time favorite words. I talk about this with kids all the time. Persistence and perseverance. She has been described as the Olivia Pope of Detroit.
Woo!
because of her get the job done now attitude.
Love it.
Oh, you need to be in my life.
Yeah.
She is the founder and CEO of Guru Public Relations, great name, and events concierge from Detroit. Welcome, Melanie Williams.
Thank you.
Yes.
She got a little held up and just blew in here at the last minute, so we're all breathing a sigh of relief. Yeah, we're glad you're here. And next to her is her assistant, Chelsea Williams. So thank you, Chelsea, for being here as well. You were holding your breath, weren't you?
Yeah. She thought we were going to start interviewing her.
Yeah. She was going to have to answer all the questions that Melanie is here to answer. But that's all right. All right. Well, good.
Also joining us is Josh. And sorry, Josh, but we don't really know anything about you. But you're from California, I think?
Yeah, you know, I'm from California. I'm out here just hanging out with Easy while he's doing his thing.
Is that a California accent or is that a New York accent?
That's I've never been in New York.
So. Oh, you haven't?
I've never been.
So I guess it's California.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cali.
Well, welcome.
It's Josh's accent. It's not from anywhere, right, Josh?
Okay.
Yep, it's all me.
It's all you.
All right. Well, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. You're going to have a great time. This is a great show.
I'm excited.
And also, we have John Tavernier in the house today. He stopped in to take pictures. And it was funny because when people saw our post and when they saw Easy's picture up, I can't tell you how many girls were calling me saying, can I come? I said, no, you can't. He's going to have a meet and greet Saturday. We're going to talk about it. Just go to that. We have a show to do.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
you can't just sit and stare at him. But John Tavernier is a freelance photographer in Detroit, and he's done photo shoots for Maxim, for Real Detroit, for Macomb Monthly, a lot of the big shows, and he does a lot for Metro Times. So thank you, JT, for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, JT. And last but certainly not least is Rocky Veloce, singer-songwriter. And the theme song that you listen to is Rocky. She gives us permission to use it as our theme song. And the title of it is This Time the Bitch Got the Last Word, and it's all about Jackie.
Denise.
You always get the last word. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do not, but we don't have time to argue about this today.
Yeah, we have too many guests to banter. Go.
Hey, listen, we have Olivia Pope in the house, so she's going to make sure.
Now, ladies.
Yeah, she's going to make sure we get this done.
Yeah, she's going to take us down if we don't get to Easy.
Okay, I'm going to sick Josh on you. Why do you think he's dressed in all black?
Yeah, he has his sunglasses on there. It's like, I don't know.
I think he's his bodyguard, and he just doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the official tour drinker.
Okay.
Well, you're at the right place.
I am.
Okay, but seriously, the reason we are here today, not you said last but not least when we talked about Rocky, but the real reason we're here today, why everybody's here, is because every show we have a segment called What's the Wish, What's the Way, and What's in the Way. And this is a segment where we showcase people who pursue their dreams despite the obstacles, whose faith is greater than their fears, and who turn their struggles and setbacks into their comebacks. And so our guest today is Easy to God.
Yes, you're right. Last but not least, Easy to God. You're right. And we have so many questions for you that when we were preparing this show, we usually do like a 10 or 15 minute banter. We're like, no time. Let's just get to it.
Okay.
Before we bombard you with our, list of questions and, fans have been sending things in and all that good stuff. I just want to read something that I read in an article about you that I just loved. And this is what it said. It said, Easy to God believes in the law of attraction and makes it his mission to push out positive vibes musically that attracts people of all ages. His individuality makes way for fresh sounds and timeless talent in today's uniform industry. I could read this whole article because it was such a great article and said so many wonderful things about you, but we're just going to start asking you questions, and we're going to start off with, tell us what it's like to be Easy to God.
It's fun. I get to wake up, smile, get paid to do what I love. That's the most important part, doing something you love, and love is something you do. So I tell people to do that all the time. Chase your dream. Don't listen to nobody else if they're trying to push you off the way, and just keep going.
That's wonderful.
Let me ask you something, because you're young, and when I was looking at all of your different social media sites, you post a lot of great affirmations, and have you always been like that, or what happened in your life, or was there a turning point in your life, or did you grow up like that?
No, we all go through trial and tribulation, so I wasn't always like that. I was kind of like a product to my environment where I grew up at, but I kind of latched on to positive people. I wanted to always be different. I dress different. I act different. I look different. So, I mean, I always kind of was like an outcast. But then it kind of became a great thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't change the world if you're following everybody else.
I'm sorry, but that reminds me. You had a post, and I don't know if that's a post or a tweet, because you're going to learn real quick how dumb we are when it comes to social media stuff. But it was October 11th, and it said something. It was so cool. I know I wrote it down, but it said something about life is – so they asked you what your style was or what provoked your style, and you said something like, life is too short to try and fit in.
Exactly.
Be different and be weird.
Yes.
And I thought to myself – who gets that at that age? You know, I mean, we're just a little older than you are, and we're just now starting to learn that.
No, it is refreshing to know at such a young age and to be able to put that message out there.
Right.
Because it is our differences that make us unique.
And most definitely. Definitely. I mean, standing out is always great. You have to give people something to remember everywhere you go. I mean, if it's the way you look, the way you talk, the way you act, you want people to try to remember you. So that's what I'm always about, trying to make sure I leave my mark everywhere I go. So.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure you'll leave your mark
here.
That's
amazing. speaking of leaving your mark, though, it's interesting because it seems like a lot of musicians in the Detroit area think that they have to leave Detroit to make it. And a lot of them go to Nashville or they try it and they go to California or they go to New York.
Yeah.
And yet you relocated from New York to Detroit, which I was really excited to hear about that. So why did you do that?
This is where it all started. This is Motown. This is right. Where all the music started. So I wanted to make sure I grasped my roots. At the same time, I remember Jay-Z saying a quote. He was like, put me anywhere on this earth, and I'm guaranteed to triple my worth. So I just want to show people that I can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I came from the biggest city where hip-hop is like hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, everybody's doing what I'm doing out there. At the same time, I'm like, I could go anywhere and make it happen just to prove that it's all about you and who you are and how bad do you really want it. And that's what I'm proving right now.
Which is where Melanie comes in with the
most
persistence.
Definite. Yes.
And the perseverance.
And I was just about to add to what he was saying. To piggyback off what he was saying, he wanted to come to Detroit because Detroit is a melting pot with all
right.
the new initiatives that are taking place.
Right.
There's so many amazing things happening. And he saw that in the city, and he wanted to be a part of it. So anyone that moves from another state to Detroit, I mean, we have to just give them so much respect and a hand clap because
absolutely,
Detroit gets talked about so much.
Right.
You know, and it's so crazy because my office is in Renson downtown, and actually, Josh came in, and he was like, oh, my God, I didn't know Detroit looked like this. You know, because all they see is all they hear and see is what
right.
they see on the news.
Right. Right. right.
So for him to, you know, come to Detroit and be a part of the music scene and be welcomed so
right.
graciously by everybody, you know, it's really amazing. It's really amazing.
Well, and I love the fact that you acknowledge Motown
yes.
and Detroit Rock City. I mean, really, there's so much great music that came out of Detroit
yes.
that...
And still is.
Yeah, and still yeah. is. That I keep thinking, you know, why aren't we a music mecca like Nashville? Where's Music Row?
Of course.
You know, we need to go back to taking over that street on Woodward where Hitsville and the other six homes were and make that, you know, Motor City Music Row or something like that.
Yeah.
But so I'm glad you acknowledged that.
How would you describe the music scene in Detroit?
What's
your experience so far?
I mean, it could be nitty and gritty, but I guess it's all about what you look for. You know what I'm saying? It's who you know and who you meet, because I know there's a church that they're kind of like fixing up. Some people bought it. They call it Assemble Sound. And what they're doing is like anybody who comes to Detroit or is from Detroit, they're trying to make people collab with all different type of genres. So it's
going
to be like, it's not going to be a certain sound from Detroit where you say, oh, Detroit has this certain sound or New York.
Right.
But they're trying to make it where it's universal for like all type of sounds. So I done heard all different type of things.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
You know, I'm looking at your hat, and I know on your website,
oh,
you have a clothing
line.
Line. And you have booty shorts. I bought you a pair, Jackie, by
Thanks.
The way.
really?
And
I have a pair.
because you're going to enter the contest.
I was going to ask him about that.
We'll talk about the booty in a little bit. In a little bit. But on your hats and your booty shorts, it says music equals life.
Yes.
Which I love. Tell us why you think music is so important.
It's just... I always caught myself, well, anybody really growing up, I always caught myself either trying to make a beat or beatbox, and I felt like life couldn't go on or couldn't move without music. Like, you could speak your feelings through music if you couldn't express yourself to that certain person, or, and that's how I kind of use music to express myself to maybe my family or friends that I couldn't literally tell them straight on, like, this is how it's supposed to be, and they're looking at me like, no. So when I tell them through a song, it's like, all right, we get it. Right. We get it. This is the music equals life. That's how I felt for me, and I felt like, I mean, a lot of people would feel like that.
It's so, the universal language.
Yeah, yes,
it
exactly.
really is. Let me ask you this. So you moved here to Detroit, and how did this team come up with Team Money Green and with Melanie? How did this work out?
We always like gambling. Let me stop. Just kidding.
Okay.
Nah. I flew out here maybe prior, like 2 years before. Somebody found me on Facebook. His name was Bill Proctor. He worked for Channel. He worked for XYZ News.
Channel 7 News.
Yeah, Channel 7 News.
I'm sure
yes.
you remember
yes.
Bill.
Yes. So he found me on Facebook, and I guess he wanted to kind of help me out and invest into me. So he actually flew me to Detroit. He happened to know Team Money. So he connected me with Team Money, and I guess the way that I work, the way I grind, he was just like, Team Money was, I like who you are. You're not an artist who just sits around and just waits to get orders. Like, you're going to go get it regardless wherever you're at. So he's like, I want to work with you. And we started working probably 2 years back and forth, flying me back and forth. And then he said, it'd be better if you just lived out here. What do you think? And I didn't second guess it at all. Like, I'm ready. You can't be scared of change. And I'm like, let's do it. To work with a legend like that, that's,
right.
I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
So he introduced me to a DJ called DJ Sandman, and then we wound up meeting Melanie. Everything came piece by piece of the puzzle, and now it's like we're forming a great team.
Connecting the dots. Yeah, exactly. We talk about connecting the dots all the time. You don't always know when you're in a place what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Right. You look back, and you're like, okay, that was meant to be.
That's what we call law of attraction.
Yeah.
Right.
Law of attraction.
Right. Love it, love it, love it. So how do you feel when you're performing?
I feel alive. You know what I'm saying? Some people just live to survive. Well, I'm living out a dream. And I just feel alive. This is me. I get to say what I want, how I want, and get to express myself with people without people judging me.
Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I listen to, I think, every song I could possibly listen to. You have some great lyrics.
Thank you.
And I wondered I if you wrote those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the new project that we're working on now, I kind of came up with the name, like, right now, that we're talking right now. Nah, it's going to be called Easy to Remember and Hard to Forget.
Oh, I like that.
I love that.
So the music I work on, Team Money's all over, the bass on like almost every track. DJ Sandman produced most of the tracks. So it's going to be really different. When I came out here, I was all about like a certain type of New York type of music. But when I came out here, I had to learn how to be versatile. And I actually like the music. Now that we listen back to our songs, we're like, wow, you really grew up.
And so, you know, that's true that we often do what we see or what we know.
Exactly.
You know, creativity and imagination is about getting outside of that and doing something different. But it's hard because we don't know what that is.
Exactly. They say think outside the box. I'm just like, let's just get rid of the box.
Right.
General, I keep telling Denise think outside the bottle, but she won't get rid of it. She still has the bottle.
Speaking of bottles.
What's that sound you made? Wait, where's our sound effects girl over there?
She's texting. She's doing that social media
stuff. She's on the new app.
Now, we have to switch gears just for a smidge. You have a lot of, and I'm going to say this, the
tattoos,
correct way.
Right?
Oh, I was going to say ink.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to sound so old. But I noticed on your website, you had some neat, like, one above me.
Yeah, the only one above me.
Yes. Only one above me.
Yes.
Okay. And you want to talk about that?
Yes, I do believe in God. I believe that there's a higher power, and I believe the law of attraction, which is you can create anything you want with your mind, and you can have it as long as you believe you can. And if you say you can't, then it won't happen, period. So, I mean, I believe that isn't possible without the man above. So the only one above me, the only one I fear is the man above. So
now, you also said in an interview that you would never – no, I think when they asked you if you would ever tattoo a woman's name on your body, you said, hell no.
Is that still true?
That'll always be true. Like,
No, ask him, does a woman have his name on her body?
I'm sure. Denise would like it on hers.
I was just going to say, Jackie already got it. Oh, you're just too quick for me today, Jackie.
Yeah. Okay. So you do have quite a few tattoos, and I remember listening to an interview with Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his, all the tattoos that he has, and he said every tattoo that he has a story behind it. Is that true for you?
Yes, it is. My favorite tattoo is this is before. It's funny because this is before I even learned about the law of attraction. But I got a tattoo that says, "If my mind can believe it and my heart can conceive, if my mind can believe it and my heart can conceive it, then I can something like
achieve
that.
Achieve it. Yeah, exactly. I saw that.
I'm over here. Yeah, exactly.
So, we have your sights
memorized. Take your
shirt
off. We're waiting for you.
And I can achieve it.
Oh boy. Okay, Denise.
So once I started to learn about the law of attraction, I'm just like, wow, maybe this was like meant to just happen.
So let me ask you this: Do you ever self doubt? Do you ever because you have surrounded yourself with really good affirmations, the tattoos, all of your posts. I mean, it's like almost every day you're posting something positive. But do you ever self-doubt? Do you ever sit back and you know, go through that?
What am I doing? Why am I here?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there before, but no, now I don't. Like, confidence is key. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will believe in you, period. Because in the beginning, you're going to get everybody who's going to doubt you.
Right.
My mom used to tell me, get a job, get a job. Like, that, I used to write about that. Like, I'm not getting a job.
Not a real job.
I don't want a job. If you're doing something you love, it's not a job.
Yeah.
This is you can't wait to get up and go and do it. So now that she's seen that I made it this far, now it's like, I understand.
I was going to ask you if your parents had been supportive. And I know I read also what you just said. So I know it must be tough when you say, oh, I'm going to be a musician or a rapper or whatever, a pop artist. Yeah. So she was saying get a real job.
Yeah, yeah. The person who really believed in me was my aunt.
Oh.
And she just passed away a couple months ago before I moved out here. But she really pushed me when nobody else didn't. She was like, you can really do this. You have to just believe in yourself. And that's when self-doubt doesn't come to your mind at all. Because once people see you doubt yourself, that's it. They already don't believe in you already.
Right.
So once they see you doubt yourself, it's like, we're never going to believe in you.
But you needed somebody. I'm sorry, I keep hitting you, Chelsea. But you did need somebody. You had your aunt that helped.
Yes, okay. Yes.
But I also think, though, with your mom, I mean, I don't know your mom, but being a mom, a lot of times not because they don't believe in you. It's just because they want you to have a secure career.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And
It's their fears.
Yeah, it's their fears. Yeah. It's not because they don't believe in you.
I love my mom to death. I'm not mad. I would never be mad. It made me mad at the moment to write about it. But you have to understand this. This is what they learned from their parents and it's breaking down. So they're just teaching us what they know.
Exactly.
So I'm here to break the cycle and let my kids know that you can be whatever you want. If you want to be a firefighter, we're going to create a fire right now and get a little hose. And you're going to get it out at 3 years old. Like,
that's
we're going to learn how to do something right now. And I'm glad I'm the one to break the cycle. So I'm like, I was the outcast. Now I'm like the leader, the ringleader. Like, let's follow whatever he does.
Right.
Now. So I feel like I'm the youngest, but now I'm the oldest.
Right.
Everybody's looking at me like, what's next?
That's great. Has your mom gone to some of your shows?
She's been to one of my shows before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Has she been out to Detroit to see you at all?
No, not yet.
No?
Because we're in the process of still building an empire, so I don't want her to, you know how parents or anybody from the outside in is always like, how's it going? Every day, how's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going? You're like, same as yesterday, you know?
Right.
It takes time.
I want her to see what we built at the end.
Oh, that's great.
And that's why Jackie and I love this What's the Wish, What's the Way. Everybody has a dream or a goal or an idea, something that they want to accomplish. And what we're trying to give our listeners is that, you know, from that point to this point, there's so much that goes into that.
So much.
There's all those times you didn't give up, all those times you faltered, you had an obstacle or hurdle you had to overcome.
Correct.
And on one hand, I don't think people really want to talk too much about those failings.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if we don't, and Jackie and I talk about this all the time, that
it's part of success.
Yes. This is what makes you.
It's a component of success.
Yes.
You have to have failure.
Yeah, right.
You have to. I think it's better to teach people how to fail than to win.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell
we're
them
do
about
a show
that
on
TED
that.
Talk that you saw that was so amazing.
The TED Talk, I don't have it written down, but it was about teaching kids. Yeah, why I teach my kids to fail. Yes. And it's exactly that. Yes. And I think things would be different. People would pursue their goals and their dreams and not be scared.
Exactly.
If we did learn and understand failure at a young age.
Yeah, it keeps you humble.
That's what keeps me humble.
Like, I talk to all my fans and I let them know, like, there's nothing wrong with failing. As long as you get back up and go back at it, then you know this is truly for you.
You can tell, and you know, and it, just spending time in your website and you know, different things that you have out there, social media, that you understand how important your fans are. Did you always understand that, or are you just the type of person that likes to be connected to the people that really will build you up, right?
You got to think, like, without them, where would I be?
Right.
I couldn't say it was like my family or I came from money or something. It was a fan. It started from somebody who didn't know me from a hole in the wall who supported me fully and said, I believe in you. And it's like, really? You don't even know me.
And these are real fans. Right.
Diehard fans. Yeah. Like, I came, when I moved to Detroit 8 months ago, our house was like empty. We had no furniture. And I said, well, I just moved to Detroit. Anybody want to send some housewarming gifts? And I got tables, TVs, couches.
Wow.
They sent them a TV in the mail. Yeah. A flat screen.
Wow. Can we try it? I don't think anyone's going to send us anything.
No, the studio needs a few end tables. Better lighting.
And the great,
that's that law of attraction, darn it. We got to work on this, Jesse.
And the great thing about Easy loving his fans and knowing that he's not anything in this industry without them is that he gives back to them. And that's why we decided to do that contest. Yes. Tell them about the contest and what you gave your fans.
The song is called Booty Shorts. Yes. All right. But it's not provocative. You know what I'm saying? You could wear it. As long as you like some, it's a summer short. You like your summer shorts. You don't have to have your butt out.
You're
nothing
Daisy
like that.
Dukes.
Exactly. So we had a contest. It was a dance contest. It got a little crazy. But somebody entered their daughter and she was really cute and the way she was dancing,
she
like
was,
if
what,
she
1 year to 1 2
one
years
and
old?
A half, one and a half,
okay.
Head full of hair, and she's like, does she know the song? Like, she doesn't even know how to speak, but she knew kind of like the words and everything. It was like, this was amazing. So she wound up winning. We flew them to Detroit. We took
all the way
for
all the way from
New
York.
Yeah, we flew them to Detroit. Her and her
put
mom.
Put them in a hotel. Everything. Picked them up. Had a camera.
Wow.
Had a camera crew follow them around. Yep. He took her to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, took her to the zoo.
To the zoo.
Yeah. I just posted a video yesterday night.
I was going to ask you who won the contest and what was the date. So Chuck E. Cheese's
was the little girl. Yeah. I was actually more excited for
Chuck E. Cheese's.
I was excited to go to Chuck E. Cheese more than the little kid was. I'm over here like, what am I doing? Everybody looking at me like, some people in there see me like, are you Easy to God? I'm like, yeah.
I love it.
Not today. Don't take no pictures of me. But it was actually fun. I thought it was pretty cool that a little kid won the contest. I was like, wow, imagine if she won and she won. I'm like, what are we? And I was playing around like, maybe I'll take her to Chuck E. Cheese. And next thing you know, I'm in Chuck E. Cheese. Like, we're really in Chuck E. Cheese.
That's
so,
a
yeah.
good date, actually.
Yeah, actually, she's really smart. Like, I remember it was a night where she likes to be read to. And I read her book, and she really listened to me. And it was like, wow, how old is this little girl? It's like one and a half, and she was really, really adorable. Everybody thought that was my kid. They were like, your daughter's so cute. I was like,
oh, I did see that.
Like, yeah. It got to the point I was just so had to go with it. I was just like,
yeah whatever.
It's my kid. I guess.
Spread the rumor.
Did you see all the comments from all the girls? Aww.
Yeah. Oh, how cute. You make a great dad. You know, I read every comment.
Okay, so
puppies and kids, if you ever.
And he also gave away $1,000.
I know.
And an iPad.
Yeah. So there was like three winners.
Yeah, because we saw that there was no age requirement, so we were going to see if we could get into it. You know,
wear our Bermuda shorts.
No, we thought you'd get two for one here, right? I bet you've never dated two menopausal women. Oh,
nor does he ever want to, I'm sure.
Oh, come on.
Well, but I want to bring
Melanie. He does not discriminate.
You know, I can tell, sweet guy. Melanie.
Yes.
Now, I mean, you have played a big part in this. True?
Yeah, I'm very humble and modest.
Huge part. She played a huge part in this. Yes.
So tell us about that. How did you decide that you were going to work with him? What made you decide that? Because you don't just work with entertainers. I mean, you work
Correct.
With all types of businesses, medical field.
Yes.
You represent a lot of different people.
I do.
So what made you decide to work with Easy.
And I kind of try to steer away from working with entertainers because you know how the industry can be. It's a tough field.
Yes.
And when Easy and Bill Proctor walked into my office, you know, I was initially just going to do like a media kit, an electronic press kit.
Oh, okay.
And then based off their relationship and just how humble and excited he was to be there, and talking to him and his work ethic and just his showmanship really impressed me. And I'm at a point in my career where I can pick and choose who I want to work with. So I think he kind of picked me and I kind of picked him right back. So
nice.
Yeah, and it's been a great ride. I can really say that he's really the real deal. And you know, you come across rappers and musicians and singers all the time in this industry. I go to BET Awards, Essence Music Festival, all these different red carpets, and you know who really sticks out,
right?
And who really wants it and believes it. And I don't work with anybody that I don't believe in. And I definitely believe in him, and I think he definitely has the potential.
That's great. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
So what is the game plan? I know Saturday is a big day.
Yes.
It's the meet and greet at Brownies.
Are you guys going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
He's actually on a book tour.
Lansing that day. So yes.
We'll bring you back a brownie. They're making like a special brownie called Easy Love.
Yes.
Oh. So it's going to be really good.
I'm really bummed I can't be there, but this event
you're
that gonna
I'm
doing.
You're going to be in Lansing, right?
I'm going to be in Lansing, yeah.
Aww. So, but anyway, it's meet and greet, and it's at the Brownie Gourmet from 12 to 3 in Royal Oak. Yep. So what's going to happen?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, I'm going to take a lot of pictures, sign some autographs, mingle. Eat some brownies.
Now, will you have merch there?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
they made
so
it
we'll
sound
be able
like
to get...
you were the brownie. I mean, that's what
they tried to do that. They tried to bring me to the back, and I was like, "What's going on?" They were trying to. I'm like, "Hold on, wait."
Chelsea actually had a great idea because Chelsea wanted to do a live auction and auction him off for Sweetest Day.
Really?
You gave me a look like I was.
Well, okay, eating the brownies.
Well,
I mean,
no, but they made it sound like he was the brownie. Did you take it that way? No, okay.
There goes your mind again. No, I know what you're thinking.
No.
Okay, we're not going to go
No,
there.
I thought it was kind of a publicity stunt. Right. I don't know.
Well, Chelsea didn't write it, so I don't know what her intentions were.
Did you see the way she looked at me?
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, so... you're going to have your merch there.
Yes.
Now, Saturday, you're releasing a new song, right?
Yes, the same day, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
The song is called You Know I Ride.
We're going to play it.
Yes.
But why don't you tell... Well, let's play it first, and then we'll talk about the song.
Okay. All right. Oh, good.
Okay. Don't start singing, Denise.
You know I ride for you. 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 If you know me, if you know me, if you know me. You know I ride with a thing on my side. That's ride or die. Oh yeah, that's mine. When I get up inside, don't blow my high. Money on my mind. Would you look at the top? Yeah, it's time to grind, you always with that. Not me, no sir, no way, I'll never get that. Oh, that's every day. You show love, love in any way. I tell you everything, we like twins. We get it in, you like Mary Kay. No doubt I'm a rider. I never hesitate. If we wanted it, we believed in it. We achieving it, but let it resonate. Levitate over the bullshit. Get money and smoke, that's cool. It's loyalty over everything. You other dudes don't choose it. But truth is, I go through for miles. All hills in a matter of time. I write down what I go through. I'm at work.
You ain't gotta worry. You ain't gotta worry. It's only me. Girl, you ain't gotta worry. You ain't gotta worry. You ain't gotta worry. It's only me. If you know me, I ride, I ride. Cause I know you will too. Cause I know you will too.
I'm riding out, come ride with me.
slowly roll while I'm ride free. I ask still what you ride for. Anything that I die for, I respect that. Everything jet black, you know she's with that. Hey, when you hear that click, clack, pow, yeah, people better get back. Any damn thing changed? Money in the thing just caught me a ring, tryna cop me a range with a hot mist thing that I pop that thing that I cop, chop, chop, re rock that thing. Oh, yeah, people wanna play that? No game, no pros, don't play that. Oh, yeah, think about taking shots. Well, she the type that'll spray back. She A1 since day one. She don't play none. No way, son. She the type that approach you like, excuse me, miss. Did you say something? With the Ray Blacks, I mean Ray Bans. We don't shake hands with the fake friends. They gotta eat, we gotta eat, I gotta eat, she gotta eat. Amen. Cherish it what you got, cause if not, it'll be gone today. We don't need a ride or die. If you call up, she be on the way. I know you would. Heal the pain if you knew you could. Ride with me even though I'm hood, cause I swear to God I'm trying to turn to good. Damn. Because of you I never gave up. The hardest part, I was broke as hell. You stuck around and ain't changed up. You held me down and we came up. I'm done, I'm giving it games up. When I pass call, got nothing to say. Y'all pass the phone and you,
you
hang
know
up.
I ride for you. You know I ride for you. You know I ride for you. You know I ride for you.
If you know me, if you know me, if you know me.
If you know me, I ride. I ride. Cause I know you will too. Cause I know you will too.
Okay,
so
yeah, where's our applause?
Woo! Wow. Where's our thousands of people, Justin? They're supposed to hit the button.
They're late.
Okay, so tell us about that song.
There we go. Where's our applause?
Basically, I made the song to let people know
there's nothing wrong with loving somebody or finding love. Like my uncle taught me how to be a man. He was saying how real men show feelings, you know what I'm saying? So before he told me that, I was always like trying to be macho and we don't care about stuff like that. But really, it feels good to be loved and it's good to love somebody. So I was just basically letting people know that there's nothing wrong with finding your partner on the way up. I mean, it's great to try to find that before you blow up because you're not gonna be sure if it's real or not. But I'm just letting people know like there's nothing wrong with that. Like if you find somebody you truly love, then do it. Go ahead, wow. Chase that.
Amen. Yeah. Love
yeah,
it.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, and I saw that in one of your interviews. I think it was the 25 random questions.
Yeah.
And one of, I don't remember the question, but your answer was, I see myself being married and having kids
yes.
and having my kids go to college and helping them pursue their dreams and stuff like that. And I thought, geez, oh, Pete, how come we don't have more of, you know, these guys around here
right.
that think like right. that.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's the whole law of attraction that changed my whole perspective on this life.
And where did that come from? Is there? Go ahead.
Well, there was this girl that I know. About 3 years ago, she was like, she was always around. She just was living life and always having fun. And I say, what do you do for a living? Like, you seem like you never work or anything. And she was like, well, it's called The Secret. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
what you can't tell me? And she's like, no, that's what it's called. That's what it's called. And then she broke it down, was like, well, it's the law of attraction. Anything you want, you can have. And I was being ignorant at the time. I said, so if I thought there was a car outside, it's going to be there? She was like, not that easy, but it can happen. And then she gave me a DVD. It was called The Secret. This is before it was even on YouTube. Now it's like so in your face that people still don't even use it. I'm just like, maybe it's not for everybody, or maybe everybody just doesn't want it as bad as I do. So that really changed my life. A lot of people say, wow, you made it here from hard work. Hard work is only 5% of this whole equation. Like, instead of working harder, you got to work smarter. And people work hard every day and fail. Every day. It doesn't matter what you do. My mom works hard every day, and she complains about money. So that, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not about working harder. Like, oh, you really work hard to make it. No, that's not what it was. There's things that I know, and I attracted it because I wanted it that bad.
Right.
So that's what
I've
there.
Seen that DVD. Actually,
yeah.
I have the DVD.
Yeah.
It's time to pull that back out.
Yeah, and
well,
you gotta make a vision. You gotta make a vision board. That's the most important part.
We
you have to make
one.
A vision.
We have one.
That's awesome.
That's why
awesome.
You're here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, really. We are big believers in everything you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
And
There's a book by Brian Tracy called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Yep. I don't know if you've ever read that book, but it talks about the law of attraction and everything else. It's such a good book.
Yes. One of my favorite quotes is find out what you love to do and get somebody to pay you for doing it.
Right.
And I go around and talk about that because you said that to start the show off pretty much, and I really believe that you have to figure out what your passion is, and if you're true to yourself eventually, and you'll have a lot of naysayers along the way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun to prove them wrong.
Oh yeah.
That's the best part. Exactly. That's the best part. You kill people with success. You don't hit them back with negativity. They hit you with negativity, you could always switch it into positive. It's all about how you think. People say negative stuff all the time. It's like, how do you feel? It's like, I'm still living. I feel great.
Right.
Like, I'm glad you know about me now. No matter if it's bad or good, you know who I am.
And right.
I'm here to either change your life or not. Well, that's on you.
What does success mean to you?
Success. Success is just, to me, it's inspiring people. It's not just about what you accomplish in life. It's what you inspire other people to do. That's success to me. So every day, if I can inspire one person, I accomplished something today.
Wow.
And eventually the money will come along with that.
The money, right. Yeah, you can't be in it for the money.
Right,
you can't
I
money.
Know.
You're
gonna end up, it'll come fast and go fast.
Right.
Yeah. I'm in no rush to make it. I mean, of course it'd be great if we got on tomorrow, but it's like the quicker you come, the quicker you go.
Yeah. And
so
enjoy
the journey. Exactly. We're enjoying this, and this is like a family thing now. Like I'm saying, just because you're blood related doesn't make you family. It's all about loyalty.
Have you attracted since your, you know, the last few years changing your mindset, have you attracted different people in your life?
Oh, most definitely. I don't think I have anybody negative around me. I get to choose who is in my life, and that's saying we have the option to choose who's in your life and who's not. So everybody around me is positive. And if they didn't know about the law of attraction, I told them about it. And it doesn't matter if you was 5 years old or 50 years old or whatever, they took it into consideration like, let's try it. What's the worst that could happen? I believe in God. I've never seen him, right? But if I could believe in something I've never seen, why can't you believe in a piece of paper?
Right.
Right? So that's what I said. Everybody on my team has a vision board. Everybody has personal goals on what they want. This is your board. It's not like a team board. This is their personal board. But then every Thursday we come together and we have a meeting of the minds. We call it a mastermind alliance.
Oh, wow.
Whereas everybody's on this. We all have our personal goals, but we all have this one goal that we're all trying to accomplish as a team. So that's what we focus on. Keep your personal goals onto the side until we accomplish this big thing. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Like church.
Oh, you want to move to Detroit, don't you, Josh?
He already did.
I'm here.
That's funny. He already did.
You bought a one-way ticket.
One-way ticket.
I've been here three weeks now.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Are you going to stay through the snow and everything?
I don't want to talk about it.
He had on flip-flops the other day.
This is the first time I've worn pants and shoes in probably 5 years.
He had on flip-flops.
I'm not happy.
I said, you're going to have to buy you some shoes.
Let him wear flip-flops.
That's what I said. Let him wear flip-flops. He's going to learn how we learned. Yeah. We thought New York was cold until he came out here.
Oh, that's right. You're used to New York. Put those booty shorts away.
No way.
Let's talk about this new app.
All right.
That you, is it in place now, or explain what
but
this
today,
new app is?
It's funny because today is the 1 year anniversary of the app. Okay. I'm talking like I own that, but I know so much about it.
That's okay.
It's so awesome for, I feel like anybody, entrepreneurs, or not even anybody who has a business or just trying to promote themselves or just want to connect with people. There's so many positive people on the app. The app is called TSU. It says Sue, but we call it TSU, like tsunami. And it's invite only. So they want to know who's bringing who on. So like I said, if you have Facebook or Instagram, you tell people, hey, follow me on Instagram. You're not getting paid for that. If you do like your research and find out how much Facebook and Instagram are making, they're making about $500 billion a year.
Wow.
From us, from our content. Same with Google. If you ever put in your name, you see your pictures on there, right? You're not getting paid for that. They're getting paid for your pictures, which is not fair.
Good point.
They're getting paid all this money for our pictures. So TSU, basically, they get paid from ad revenue, just like every other app. And they give back 90% back to their users, which is awesome. Like, I'm an upcoming artist, so I used to always say, "Wow, I have 100,000 followers on Facebook." Imagine if I got
140, I think.
Yes.
But who's counting?
I love that. Yes, it is.
I used to say,
have
"Imagine
all your numbers."
We do our research.
they was ready. I used to say, "Imagine if I got a dollar for everybody."
Oh,
imagine if I just got a dollar from everybody. $1.
How come more people don't know about this TSU?
Because it's a new social network. It's only been out for a year, but this is what we're spreading the word. We don't have to. We're doing it because everybody's going to get on eventually. 50 Cent is an investor. LL Cool J is an investor. Carmelo Anthony is an investor.
How does it work?
All right, so basically, it's just like you just post original content, like pictures of yourself, pictures that you literally took in yourself, and you get paid for that. And you just connect with people. You get paid for liking people's pictures, commenting, sharing. It's all about just networking.
And let's talk about this network. Josh and Easy met on the app.
Oh.
Yes. Is that personal? Is that genuine? Met on the app.
We actually, it was, so the CEO of the company, Sebastian, he's very active as well. It's basically like you would think Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook in your threads commenting on your pictures and doing some. Well, the CEO and his team in New York, they're very active on a daily basis as they're working and building. So what they're doing is they're building this site from the inside out rather than bringing the outside already has enough money. All the rich are just getting richer. So we're building it from the inside out. And the CEO, because on Wednesday on Hump Day I do that booty contest and he was doing the Booty Shorts album and everything, he was just like, yo, you guys are both driving. The CEO was like, hey, you guys need to connect and, you know, say what's up. And so we started connecting. We started chit-chatting. And then on his wave of what he was trying to do, I was like, yo, I'm like, what's up? Let me help. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And then we talked for a couple months, and we were just planning and planning and planning. And he's like, yeah, it's time for you to move out to Detroit. I said, cool. And actually, there's a lady. there's a lady on the app. Angie, if she's out there, I don't know if she's listening or whatnot, but thank you. But she's the one that I was going to raise money on this app to play, you know, to show like how powerful this app was. And I was going to raise money through the contest to buy my ticket. I was like, when my ticket's bought, I'll fly out. 2.5 hours later, once I made that post, she's like, yo, I'll take care of the whole ticket. Let's get you out there.
Wow.
That's how awesome the app is. And they're about giving back to charity.
Huge on charity work.
Huge charity. Hey, you have, what is it, Detroit Water Works or something
Detroit
like that?
Detroit Water Brigade. I want to say it's something.
Detroit Water Brigade.
Yeah, they have, they're all about giving back. So the CEO and everybody who literally works for that, the money that they make, they just throw it to charity. You see, like, people donating $500 a day, 5 cents a day. It doesn't matter, but they're all about just giving back to the people.
Talk about thinking outside the box.
We just got rid of the box,
and let's do it this way.
Well, like, listen, like, for instance, there's a post on there. There's a guy on there. There's a Sulander guy that's out. He's in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're working on right now, because everything is paid out of U.S. currency, is they're literally working on building wireless Wi-Fi outlets in the middle, you know, in places, you know, satellite-fed Wi-Fi units. So people can take pictures and post content where, you know, they're making $5 a week in a third world country in an economy like that. Well, if they can make $5 a day
right there,
it's game changing on the world itself. Like on
and
how people live.
I'd like to see those pictures. Right? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's so huge now that that link that I just gave you, can't even post that on Facebook. They banned it.
3 weeks ago, they banned us.
Instagram banned it because they understand that. How are we going to beat something like this? Are we going to give back 95%? How are you going to beat that?
So how do we get the word out then?
This is how you do it. No, because eventually everybody's going to get on.
How many users are there already?
Five million people.
Just under five.
Yeah, just under five. That's more than what Facebook made in what, 3 years or something like that when it first came out?
I don't know the exact numbers, but from what I've heard from people on the site, and like I said, I don't quote my exact numbers, but on Facebook's first year, I think we're something like 31% up on Facebook first year stats.
Wow.
So if you imagine what we're going to be sitting in 10 years, and it's all about how you build your network and your foundation, because in 10 years, if you're still grinding, you're still going hard, all this from the beginning, everyone that comes on, like your Futures or your Chris Browns or your big celebrities, they're going to be under us.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're not going to be under them. And then all the millions of people they bring, I mean, it's endless. And the connections, and it's endless. And it's
fascinating.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah,
So you guys, when you get on, you put that code in, you guys get on.
Okay.
And then when you get on, you'll create an at name, which will be your username. That'll be your code to get people to get on.
Oh.
And it's super, super easy to network. Yeah,
break it down.
But
exactly.
You guys will all be on and we'll start this up.
You guys hit us up on there. We'll tell you. We'll break it down. Any questions you guys have, we'll break it down for you.
How fun.
Get you active, and you guys put the radio thing on it.
We'll start doing a live booty shorts show here on Wednesdays for you guys.
Well, so wait a minute. There's still chance for us to get into a booty contest?
Every Wednesday. Every Wednesday.
Well, I have a couple daughters that can do that. You and I might just want to stay out of that. Rocky, you can do it.
50s is the new 30s.
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
They said.
Yep. Age is a number.
Age is a number.
I'll sing.
No, you will not.
She never lets me sing on the show.
Wait.
No, we have to go. Oh, no, go ahead.
Rocky must say something.
Olivia, my sister, who's listening on the show, she's texting me the whole time. She's like, wait, I've been working on my tush. It looks really good. You think I have a chance?
Actually.
Yeah.
She does have a nice booty. Actually, yeah, I think she's coming Saturday.
And I think we're going to give out some easy booty shorts next week as well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
did you bring any merch today?
Yeah, we did. We got everything in the trunk this time.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we put everything in the cop car.
I want the hat.
So this Saturday from 12 to 3 is a meet and greet. Come and meet Easy to God. And what's the address?
It's right here. And it is 117 West 4th Street, Royal Oak, Michigan. The Brownie Gourmet 12 to 3, mm-hmm. right in Royal Oak.
You can't
Royal
miss Oak us. It'll be great. Packed. Yeah.
Yeah. It is going to be
look
packed.
Look for a ton of chicks.
Yeah. And it's a new brownie. It's new.
Oh, it
and
is?
I think they just opened up maybe just a few months ago. They were just on Tasty Tuesdays on WDIV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's a new, and they have amazing brownies, and they're gourmet brownies.
Yes.
So
oh, wow.
They're not like the little itty bitty brownie. Like you literally can't even eat the whole piece.
Wow.
Okay.
Like you have to save some for later.
Okay. I'm so bummed I can't be there. But yeah save me a brownie.
It's all different flavors. It's not just chocolate.
She has
it's
over
so
50
many.
Different
like
flavors.
The one she's making. Personally, for me, it's like a lemon flavored brownie. So it's not just chocolate. I was like,
do you like to cook?
I do. I mean, I learned how to cook since I've been out here. I mean, we had no other choice.
Now, so that is law of attraction. Speak that into existence.
Yeah, so right. I've been on YouTube, like, this is pretty good. It's not as hard as
I
thought.
You know what? That's true. And you know what? Cooking is creative.
Yeah, it very
baking
fun.
Baking is precise.
Yes.
If you can sing and dance and do everything you can do, you can
you
cook.
You can cook.
Yeah.
And
cook.
I just wanted to mention, too, Saturday, Yelp is going to be there. Yelp is one of the sponsors.
Yes. Saw that.
They're going to have a photo booth. They're going to have their backdrop. They're going to take photos. DJ Sandman is also going to be on the ones and twos. Okay, so he's going to be rocking some great vibes.
Yeah, we got Pulse Fitness.
Yeah, we have Pulse Fitness. They're going to be giving away just, you know, nice little promotional materials and just doing different contests. T-Money Green will be there.
Yeah.
So it's really just going to be a great time.
Yeah,
it sounds like so much fun. It sounds like more fun than my signing.
It's going to be packed.
I don't know. You guys have a lot of fun here on every Wednesday. So.
Yes, we do.
So, I don't know. We're only having fun for a couple hours. I know where I'm coming next Wednesday.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun on this
We'll
show.
Help you with that. Contest too.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah. We promise not to be in it.
You get on there.
I'm gonna use you guys as the flyer. Like,
that'll get 300,000 people there for you.
I'll bet you it does.
Yeah. All those young, good-looking chicks will be like, "What?
This is your future." That's what my mom used to tell me.
Got it from
Look
my mama.
At this booty now.
Okay. Yeah, more like army boots.
Oh,
oh boy! All right, gosh.
So Saturday's a big day. We have. You want to talk about the sip on this?
We need to talk about the sip. I've been waiting to tell them where this came from, and I wish I could take credit
Melanie,
for it.
Did you get a drink?
I did.
Okay.
Oh,
so
man.
We have a segment every week called Sip on This, and we try to come up with a drink that has something to do with our guest. So Jackie calls me up, and she says, "I found the perfect drink. It's called."
Bootylicious.
Bootylicious.
Yeah.
And so that's what that drink was that you drank at the beginning of the show.
I had like 3 cups already.
Now slow down there.
Yo.
Yeah. Okay. We make sure and give our guests a couple of drinks before they start. We had a couple crazy guys on a couple weeks ago, and they drank a little too much. And,
we didn't even bring the alcohol. They brought it and drank it.
Yeah, they brought it.
They were slamming Rod Stag, though, you know.
It was the ninja guys. They have their own spice line, so they started a spice line, and boy. They spiced up the studio here.
Yeah.
They probably would have entered a booty shorts contest.
Great spices. You know, I want to just, I don't think we talked about this, Melanie. I loved this quote that was on your website.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you had a couple good ones, but this one I really loved. Without publicity, a terrible thing happens. Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
What's the biggest mistake people make from a PR standpoint?
From a PR standpoint, the biggest mistake companies, entrepreneurs, people in general, they don't, when they open up a business, they don't allocate money for PR marketing. They just open up a business, and they have no marketing plan. And they're like, oh, I know people who open up a business all the time and don't have a marketing plan or a business plan, but that's them. That's not you. You have to have a plan, because without PR, without the public knowing that you're there, you're not going to get the return of investment on your business.
Right.
And usually what happens is, for instance, like I just had a client, a potential client. I don't know if you guys, you know Pink Pump.
No.
Pink Pump?
Sorry.
No, but sis, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But I do now.
Yeah, I mean, they're opening up in Birmingham. You okay. know, I mean, it's almost like you can have the cure to cancer, but if no one knows you have it,
right.
what good is it going to be?
Right.
So, and another thing I think, too, which is one of the biggest mistakes in PR, is that in just business, and Chelsea and I was talking about this, we just did a Periscope about it the other day, that people don't invest in their businesses and themselves. If you don't invest in your business, how can you expect someone else to invest in it?
Just like right. believing in yourself.
Yeah, it's like, right, it's believing in yourself.
Right.
If you don't think you're worth that value, if you don't think that you're worth that, then how can you expect anyone else to invest in it? So.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we definitely have to have you back, too, because I think
thank
this
you.
Whole part of it, I mean, we could talk for hours on this part. Like, example, you know, how do you go about doing that? And how do you put the plan together? Mm-hmm. And are you a business coach? Is it sort of a little bit of that?
Yes.
And how did you get to where you are? Because back when, I'm sure you have a what's the wish, what's the way story of your own.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember telling my mom, like, when is my life going to start? She's like, do you know who you are? You're a Guerrieri. I'm half Italian. So she's like, you're a Guerrieri. You don't say things like that. Like, you go get it done. And that's right. why, and that's where I get that from. Like, I've never been able to self-doubt myself or to sit in my pity, because my mom is always like,
oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Like, you're fabulous. Go get it done.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it's so crazy because earlier when you guys talked about doing what you love, I didn't know I loved everything. And when I was in college, I was like, oh, I want to be a teacher. So I started teaching. And I had a first grade class, and I was like, okay, no, this isn't for me. Like, these kids are driving me crazy. But I love children. But I said, okay, that doesn't fulfill me. So then I wanted to be a writer. I spent like 6-7 years in college wasting time and money because I was trying to figure myself out. And I know that your parents always tell you, go to college and get a job. And then it's like, okay, I went to college, I got a degree, now what?
Now what?
You know, like, now what do I do? Right. I didn't know what to do. So I wanted to be a nurse. I did my first aid class, and I fainted when I saw blood. I literally fainted and failed the class.
Nursing was out.
Nursing was out. So that was, what, three different things right next. So then I wanted to be a children's book author.
Right
okay.
Here.
Wow.
Oh, I wanted to be a psychologist. I wanted to be a lawyer.
She sounds like me.
Wow.
I wanted to do all those things.
I know. So I said, what can I do that will fulfill me? And I had to really sit down and think about it. And it was PR. It was public relations. It's media relations. It's business coaching. It's all of the above. Why? Because I get to help bring someone else's dreams to fruition.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because of me, I'm helping you complete your success story. Mm-hmm. So it's not always about being in the limelight. Sometimes we have to take the back seat of our own lives
right.
to figure out where we're going. And that is what sets me apart from a lot of other publicists and PR firms. I had a company, they was working with a big company downtown, and they found me on LinkedIn. And I went to them, and they said, we're just going to hire you. And I said, why? And they said, it's your vibe. They said, we can tell that you really love what you do.
Yeah.
And it's true. It fulfills me. Like, when I get him a placement in the Source magazine, I'm like,
you know, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm screaming.
That's
you know,
exciting.
I mean, yeah. Like my article came out in Rolling Out yesterday.
Yes, loved it.
And if you notice my post, I said I don't pitch myself. I pitch my clients.
Right.
So, for me to get this write up was amazing to be recognized. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, can I call him back and say, hey, can you put my client in? Because it's not about me. It's about them. Right. So,
Olivia.
Yes.
Yeah. Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope.
I know.
Oh, did you watch that show?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh,
we
I
are
love
gonna,
her.
We are going to have you back on. Though.
Yeah, we'll have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So because we do have to wrap up here, but where is our tech? So Saturday, meet and greet. Easy to guide, 12 to 3. Yep. The Brownie Gourmet in Royal Oak. Get there early because it's going to be jam-packed.
Yes.
It's going to be packed. I mean, the amount of... likes and followers and all that. It's unbelievable.
And all females, I'm pretty sure. So, guys, sure. If you want to be around a lot of females,
there you exactly. Go. I'm sweet to say. That's that actually a good idea.
Perfect. You might find your sweetheart.
What a great place to have it on Sweet. Who?
Yeah,
is it
no
you?
Kidding. Yes.
That's
a
great
she
idea.
Does.
That's what I do.
Wow. You are
so
thinking.
One more thing. Anything else that you want our listeners to know? Like,
basically I want you guys, everybody out there, to find something you love to do and do it. Don't hesitate, don't double step. You can't be scared of change.
Perfect.
Be ready to fail because it's gonna happen, but be ready to get up and keep going. If not, then it's not for you. But everybody can make it. There's room for everybody to make it. So just go out there, chase your dream, do what you do, and sign up to TSU.
Wow. Okay, so why don't you go through your social media sites that
okay,
people can get
you
on?
You can follow me on TSU. It's invite only, so you will have to put in Easy to God when they ask you who invited you. That's EAZIEDAGOD. You can follow me on YouTube/ Easy to God. Instagram is Easy Does It. That's EAZIEDOESIT. Same with my Twitter, Easy Does It. My Facebook is Facebook.com/ Easy Music, EAZIE Music. And yeah, that's everything. But
where'd you get that name?
Because I was easy to remember and hard to forget.
Oh,
good answer.
And we did post some of his social media.
And we can
sites
post it all.
Yeah.
Our CEO, our Rebecca, page. Will.
Yeah. She'll take care of that for us.
Our social media guru.
We love Rebecca.
Yes, we do.
All right, guru.
Let's see. We have one
we
more
got,
thing.
We have to do the fortune cookies.
Oh, we do have to do the fortune cookies.
Do we have time?
Yes. Yes, we
all right,
do.
I'll dump them.
Okay.
So we'll just see.
So we toss our cookies after
that
every show.
Mine.
You didn't dump them. You got to sort of throw them. Okay, whichever way the prongs are facing means that fortune was meant for you.
Okay.
So,
can I just say this? I think out of all the radio shows and internet shows and podcast shows that we have done thus far, this is the best one.
Did you just hear what she said? Awesome.
Could you say that about
true.
18 more times?
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
Wow.
I've got goosebumps.
I know. I do too.
From your energy
yes.
to the research
exactly.
that you actually research your guests.
Super.
And I mean, to know that's all of awesome. These facts about us,
yes.
I mean, you really did your homework.
Exactly.
Thank you.
This is what it's supposed to be about.
Wow. Yes. Like, because I usually have to write interview questions, I usually
yeah.
write the answers.
I didn't even get to about half of mine.
And so this is amazing. Oh, like I'm really
wow.
like wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
gosh, that means a lot coming from you guys.
Yes.
We were really excited to have all of you.
Well,
here.
Excited and nervous. I mean,
yes.
we were very nervous. In fact, last night I kept calling her and she would not answer
I
my
was
phone
in bed.
Call. And I was like, dude, answer my call.
Dude,
this is important. Did you guys watch the Hip Hop Awards last night? Anybody watch those?
No, I didn't.
I did. I had to.
Yeah.
Well, big shout out to Big Sean.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And I was thinking about you, though. I thought, you know what? Within 2 years,
yeah.
you're going to be performing on that and you're going to get an award. I just mm-hmm. know it. I can feel it.
I have a Grammy on my vision board just to let you guys know.
Oh, man. We can say we knew him when.
I know.
Yeah. I'll definitely
we'll
be
make
back.
Up
this
stories
awesome.
And stuff. I know. Yeah.
Feed it to the tabloids. Don't worry. I'll push it for you.
There you go.
Okay, so we are going to listen to Booty Shorts. Okay, that's what we're going to close. But
I'm
now
sorry,
what
I
we
just
have
read
to do,
fortune.
We have to go through, read our fortunes,
okay.
And after you read the fortune, you have to end it with in bed. So, Olivia, we're going to start with you.
All right. Okay, in bed. This is so funny. Your days will be filled with sunshine and happiness in bed.
Ooh.
Okay, easy.
It says, there's a secret romance booming. Go for it in spite of your hesitation in bed.
We're quick. Jessica,
do you have one? That's funny.
No? Oh, where's Jessica?
Jessica didn't get one. Okay. Uh-oh. Josh, what's your say?
You will soon take a very pleasant and successful trip in bed.
I like Rocky. That one.
Rocky?
Okay, your love life will soon be happy and harmonious in bed.
Mom loves that one.
Okay, a cheerful letter or message is on its way to you in bed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Love
ahead.
Notes.
Oh, JT, go ahead, get JT. One? JT got one. Oh. He got Jessica's.
Yeah.
Your income will increase in bed.
Oh! I bet it will.
What are you doing there?
Behind the scenes.
Oh, I don't want to know. Okay, soon you will be sitting on top of the world in bed.
Oh, wow. That'd
we're
be
on,
awesome.
We're on top Woo! Of him, right?
You get paid. You get paid to sleep.
Okay, Chelsea.
You guys are joking me.
Oh, Chelsea threw hers down. She's like, I'm not reading that.
Chelsea doesn't have a microphone. No wonder she's been so quiet.
Thing.
Chelsea, I'm going to read Chelsea. No, you read
it. You read it.
Come on, Chelsea.
You will never regret the present, but you live to its fullest. And
That sounds exciting.
No, this is funny.
Okay.
Chelsea's like, please, not in front of Olivia. I had a rough morning.
Yeah, really? Okay. You know what? Easy to God, thank you for being here. Yeah. This was just awesome.
No, this is an honor.
Melanie Williams.
Okay, thank
Olivia
you.
Olivia Pope.
Thank you.
And Josh.
It's handled.
Josh.
Thank you.
Chelsea. And Rocky, JT, Jessica, and of course, my co-host.
My co-host.
Thank you, guys. This was a
fun.
Great show.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. We want to have you guys back on. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely get caught up with you
yeah.
as things take off. And then
Most
we definitely want to have you on so we can talk about everything you do, because I know there are a lot of people that need PR.
Yes.
So
including us.
Yeah. Yes. She needs to start with at least a Facebook or something.
Sue.
I will
no
whoop
more
you.
Facebook.
There you go. No more Facebook. Okay, so we are going to end the show with the song Booty Shorts. And before we do.
Oh, that's right. This is what we love to sign off with. Remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Thanks for taking
like
a leap
that.
With us.
Happy cool. hump day.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
All right, booty shorts.
Girl, I think I just found my favorite thing about summertime. Your booty shorts.
Rise off the backside, girl, the way you whoop. Heels at the floor, make a deaf person wanna talk. I just landed in Cali with my rosé. All we see is girls, she we think we poppin' rosé. She got them booty shorts I wouldn't let my daughter wear. That's word to me, them boys better not be callin' here. But let me get that out my mind quick. Hips so crazy, you making the boy just sick. Oh, bring it back, let's rewind that. Switch on point, I can blink, and still time that. All I'm saying is, can I get a little me time? Hit me on your free time, swear to God we can freeze time. Hold the wrong number, I think I gave it a wee line. My girl just text, I'm hoping that she don't remind. Look me in my eyes, I'm hoping that she don't remind. But it was Sprint, just adding some more free time.
Girl, I think I just found my favorite thing about summertime. Your booty short.
To my summertime, temp turning up and I ain't waiting for the sun to shine. I see signs, these girls, they losing order. And shorts they be wearing be getting a little shorter. More than you can handle, hot sauce through the street ball. Thong get lost in a pool, no free fall. So much back in the room, I need a recall. But switching back and forth with something like a seesaw. I see you watching Adam, tagging Adam, but soon. Whole rise like the judge stepped in the room. I lean back and watch you do gymnastics. Reaching for your toes, about to ruin the elastic. Best part about the year, you can't simulate. Booty in your face is crazy how it integrates. It's on the watch list, call it full summertime. Do it for the vine, come on girl, it's summertime.
Girl, I think I just found my, favorite thing about summertime.
This is a previously recorded episode.